So hey everyone at Laurier, and everyone else watching, how's everything going? And hope everything is well. My name's Sam, and Jack is the expert podcaster and co-host. I'm still learning podcasting. I'm still new to this, but I'm no stranger to content creation, so this is my first podcast. So I'll give it my best. Just like Jack, I'm in film studies and as well, and I like to talk about movies as well. So I thought I'd start and finish this podcast discussing movies. That means something special to me, and hopefully to other people as well.
Sounds good. Let's hear it.
All right, thanks, Jack. Well, after the whole Barbenheimer challenge and Fall Guy movie release, I thought maybe we'd bring some well-deserved recognition to the anime world and community, which would be nice. So I thought a film that I thought was quite moving and one of my favorite anime movies of all time would be a movie called Your Name by Makoto Shinkai, directed by Makoto Shinkai. For those who have not seen it, I strongly recommend you check it out. But without further ado, time to dive deep, I guess, into what I thought of Your Name, and after further analyzing to better understand it, really, this podcast is me and Jack trying to understand what the movie is saying. Yeah, I feel when watching the movie, the main notion or question I got was basically, or really just conjured up in my mind, was basically the human connection and emotional intimacy. I think that's the best word I could think of right now. It's so crucial in today's world more than ever. And again, for relationships, health, and, you know, many other necessities of life to, you know, maintain and thrive. And, you know, again, like, you know, sorry, I'm just getting a sip of water. Again, human beings are social creatures. We love connection and to be in touch with our emotions. I feel this advice or notions or whatever one wants to call it, you know, this is something we've heard for years and years and ages and ages. But from watching that we've seen in Barbie or Soul, directed by Pete Docter, who I believe is the director of Up, Pixar movie, 17 again with Zac Efron, etc. I just think the unfortunate part is that I feel the world, or I think the movie that Your Name is trying to say, that, you know, we keep forgetting it, that the world just basically keeps forgetting this message from time to time.
So Sam, do you mind me asking, is there a key example or element or scene that describes or conveys what you're saying?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I would say a key example or element or scene describes what I'm saying, or even altogether, or there's just so many. But again, this is a movie that includes the element. Sorry if I could just start over there.
Go for it.
Yeah, thanks for asking, Jack. I would say a key example or element or scene that describes what I'm saying, or even altogether, as there's so many. But this movie, again, this is a movie that includes the element of body life change or body swapping or just swapping, whatever term you want to use. Mm-hmm. I feel the main characters Taki and Mitsuha, you know, showcase an element known as Misui, while simultaneously priorly swapping the lives of the element of Misui. Does convey in a way that, like, the beautiful thread itself, you know, it basically ties into the idea that we're all meant to be connected to one another. I don't know, man, I'm just still processing this movie myself after years, so a lot of what I'm saying I think is up for debate or can be improved, but I think this movie is one of those movies that can relate to you or anyone on a whole nother level. But more specifically, what I liked about this movie is just, and I'll admit, I have not seen Freaky Friday, or I'm aware of the basic plot, and I have not seen the change-up with Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman. So I'd have to look at those two films and in its entirety. But I understand it's about life swap between two characters. But I feel what this makes this movie so unique and wonderful, it's just, I think for anyone hearing it, it might sound cheesy, but hopefully it's hopeful that, you know, no matter where you are, and if you're so caught up in the busyness of everyday life of the city, like Tokyo, for instance, or New York, or wherever you are, where people just barely know each other, or on the countryside of the world, distance from technology and, you know, cafes, and there is something, that there is someone out there for you, whether it be friendship, love, or understanding, who can relate to you, even if you haven't met them, basically. Normally, that we would, which we see in the film, through the life-swapping element in Your Name, through the main characters of Taki and Mitsuha.
Do you mind saying more, Sam?
Yeah, sure. Of course. Not trying to make this podcast like an essay, but there's so much to this movie rather than just seeing things from another person's perspective. Like we've seen in, I haven't seen these movies, like The Change-Up or The Freaky Friday. A key idea that kind of got me thinking, like, I feel like where other movies on body swap, and again, this is subjective, so I'm willing to be educated. But I feel as I'm watching Taki and Mitsuha swap lives, and the more they get to know each other, that there are so many scenes within the film that we see, whether it be the guy or woman switching bodies and lives, sending emotional messages, showcasing loving messages, performing this just beautiful sewing, basically, of thread, or tying of the thread, spending time with family and coming across more intimate. The feeling and message I came to was kind of like, just sometimes I feel when we're so caught up in the busyness of figuring out what life is, or we're genuinely believing that a job is everything, or carrying on tradition is the only way of order, or both characters kind of show that vulnerability is what is missing from the world. You know, who's looking for love or friendship, and just like, you just have to try to be brave, basically, especially when we see in an ending scene in the movie where they're just asking each other's name, is an example of that brave step, even if you haven't met them before, basically. Plus, I just feel the idea that they're so spread far apart, you get a sense of two people who have never met, who've never met before, relate to each other so well. Just in my water. I just think, we all wonder what brings people together, and I think, you know, while hobbies are one of those many things, I think, you know, I also believe the thought of someone existing on the other side of the world was re-emphasized like never before, that you haven't seen in most body-swapping movies. I just think it was kind of nice for the fantasy element to be there, kind of like a Spielberg movie, you know. You need fantasy to get sucked into the experience of that joy of childhood innocence, you know, when things were so much more simpler, and when things were more happier from away from the adult world that it can't ruin. You kind of see a deeper message through that fantasy medium eventually. Going more to the movie and not getting too into the visuals of the film, because I could go on about that all day. I just feel like, you know, as we're diving deeper into the character of Taki, you look at the city life of Tokyo, and kind of from what I've seen happening in the world or news, you have to wonder, is there an appreciation for Mother Nature? Or really just the little things in life, saying hello or even making small talk. I think that's what the film was saying, basically, or trying to get us to wonder. I think a lot of people could relate to the movie as they're seeing images of tech, harsh traffic, emphasis on material things, or just even anything made with love not getting the attention it deserves. As beautiful as I would see images of cafe desserts in the movie, and, you know, as much as I'd want to eat them, I think back to images of food I think back to images of food that I would see in a Hayao Miyazaki movie, that I would get the sense of food was not something that did not carry notions of, like, you know, corporate Michelin star like prestige, but more so something homemade and human, something homemade and that was made by a human, and, you know, that was made with love and care, that comes into contact with whatever you want to call, I guess the human's emotional senses, which is the best word that I can think of on the spot right now, which was, I think, that the film was trying to get across, or it was saying, basically.
I like that. Would you mind tying into the... Can you say that word again? Musubi?
Musubi, yeah.
Musubi. I like that. Would you mind tying into the Musubi thing again, Sam, and talk about it more?
Yeah, for sure. Now, in contrast and comparison, going further to the topic of Musubi, from what I best understood from the film, I get this... It's some kind of sacred Japanese sword that is not manufactured in some factory, where it kind of feels like, you know... It kind of feels like more human, and it's not really tampered with machinery, or it's not commercialized. It kind of feels like something a human made, basically, and feels stronger, much like Mitsuha experiences with her family. The thread and the tying of it is supposed to feel natural, much like real, like, you know, human emotions, and that you lose yourself naturally, like, in within the flow of time, as the movie says. Not getting caught up in things that don't matter, which is kind of like the busyness of the city. That seems artificial in some ways. Just drinking my water. I don't know. That's just my take that I think that needs more developing analysis. I'm not in... Sorry, I just lost myself there. I don't know, I just think that's my take that needs more developing analysis. I'm not an expert on Japanese culture, and I'm still learning, so I'd want to be educated by someone who's willing to offer. I like learning, and I'm open-minded. I don't know, I just feel Musubi just goes into the idea of what unity is, and connecting people together, just from what I was getting.
How did you feel about the setting, Sam?
Yeah, I feel like when I'm looking at the scenery, it makes me think of Tokyo's situation, where what is our relationship with nature? And man, when you think about whether you walk, whether it be the forest, trees, or anything that hasn't been torn down by construction, I feel the film is saying when you get away from the city life and busyness, you can get more in touch with nature. And things just kind of fall into place, you know, actually, much like Mother Nature, which I'm still processing that. And like, you know, how does one balance that? But I think when you get to know your neighbors and like be more in touch with nature, you can really get a sense of what's important, which, again, I think that's what the film is saying.
Do you think there's a benefit to that sense of boringness in the movie that you're describing?
Well, kind of, I guess. I think I feel the more in touch with nature, you can get a sense of things that would be less complicated away from the busyness of modernization. I think that's what the term that the film uses, or that it's trying to hint at, basically. And it seems that the movie conveys things that would be a little more simple from what I was getting. But from what I was getting, from what I got, the people who would live away from the city or countryside would feel that their lives would be, you know, less complicated, which I think is the best word, and surrounded by people who care more about them, and gain that sense of emotional intimacy that they're looking for, or connection, kind of like we're seeing on the news nowadays. You see someone sharing that the message of, you know, social media and technology is driving people apart. I think some people can understand the viewpoints that I'm assuming, the viewpoints that I'm saying, which is kind of what the film is saying as well. On the countryside would not see their lives tampered with tech, but I guess Your Name did a good job showcasing that through animation. But I don't know, there's just so much I can say about this movie, and you know, my thoughts are a little disorganized here, or what I'm saying is a little disorganized, but I just feel when we see Taki and, you know, Mitsuha finally meet, it's just, I'm so glad that finally, and also I just felt so moved that it wasn't such a sad ending, that the message, that the ending was that this message is that, you know, that there is some friend or lover or someone who has something in common with you on the other side of the world. If geography in your life is a problem, that you know, you just got to try your best to, you know, take that extra step to be connected.
Now, what's your favorite scene in the movie, Sam?
I don't really have a favorite scene, but actually I do feel that, you know, the scenery of desserts, which I guess I was a little critical of before, but I would say that was one of my favorite scenes. It was nice seeing something other than Michelin star plated desserts for once, but you know, which I think has been overdone in movies, but yeah, I liked it. How, you know, from an animated viewpoint, that has just stood out to me. I'm sounding a bit vague, but you know, it looked like way more detailed, just overall more shiny, I guess. It's just so visually accurate that you need what you would want in a dessert bar and restaurant, and just so damn beautiful. But I guess to end this podcast, I just like, from time to time, a film like Your Name ignores the, you know, cynicism of what this, if this feeling of faraway love, friendship, or communication is just some dream. But I guess fantasy is sometimes needed, or I guess fantasy sometimes need to kind of, I don't know, just get through the toughest of times is what I'm guessing that the movie is saying. Just like the idea of fighting for love, Taki and Mitsuha, you know, did, I guess, they prove through perseverance to never fully let go of each other. You will find the one you love or just want to be friends with, or someone who has something in common with you across the world at some point in time. And I think, you know, you just got to take that step, asking their name, just like in the film title and in the ending scene of the film. I guess that sounds a little cheesy, but that's just what of my take of the film. That's just my take of what I think the film was saying. I thought it was awesome, and to have whoever listens to this podcast, I think you should go watch Your Name by Makoto Shinkai. If you can, hopefully you'll love it like I did. And that's a wrap, guys. Thanks for listening. And thanks, Jack.
No worries.